This is VOA News, reporting via remote Hemrichard Green. The first grain ship to leave Ukraine under a Black Sea wartime deal has passed inspection in Istanbul and is heading on to Lebanon. Authorities say a joint civilian inspection team spent 3 hours Wednesday checking the cargo and crew on the first ship. The wartime deal is aimed at easing food security around the globe by creating a safe corridor across the Black Sea. Ukraine says 17 other vessels at its ports are loaded with grain, awaiting permission to leave. There was no word yet on when they could depart. Elsewhere, Russian forces kept up their bombardment of a southern Ukrainian city, but in the east, Ukrainian forces said they repulsed over a dozen Russian assaults in Donetsk province. U.S. President Joe Biden has taken more executive action amid what he calls a health care crisis following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision ending the constitutional right to abortion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president signed an order aimed in part at making it easier for women seeking an abortion to travel between states to get one. The order came a day after Kansas voters defeated a state constitution amendment that would have allowed abortion restrictions, what the president calls a powerful signal from a red state.
At this fall, the American people will vote to preserve and protect the right and refuse to let them be ripped away by politicians.
He's again urging Congress to turn Roe v. Wade's protections into law. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. senators delivered an overwhelming bipartisan vote ratifying NATO membership for Finland and Sweden. Lawmakers called Wednesday's 95-1 vote to expand the Western defensive bloc a win for U.S. national security and a day of reckoning for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that admitting Sweden and Finland to NATO will send a strong signal to Vladimir Putin.
This is important substantively and as a signal to Russia. They cannot intimidate America or Europe.
President Biden has sought quick entry for the two unaligned northern European countries to the Western Military Alliance. Senators invited the ambassadors of Finland and Sweden to the chamber for Wednesday's debate and vote. As Lebanon commemorates the two-year anniversary of the explosion at the port of Beirut that killed at least 215 people and left much of the capital in ruins, people are blaming the same corruption and carelessness among the political elite for the recent partial collapse of the port's grain silos. For VOA, Dale Gavlak reports from Amman.
Partial collapse of the northern block of the port of Beirut's huge grain silos on Sunday painfully reminded Lebanese citizens of the massive 2020 explosion that killed many of their loved ones, destroyed homes and businesses, and forever changed their sense of security in the capital. Improperly stored ammonium nitrate at the port caused a blast on August 4, 2020, which has been recorded as one of the largest non-nuclear explosions in history. As with the port explosion, people in Beirut blamed the silo collapse on political and security officials for failing to enforce safety regulations. The government said it wanted to bring down the silos, but held off after victims' families and survivors protested, saying the sites may have evidence needed for the investigation. Dr. Nejat Saliba, a member of parliament and an environmental expert at the American University of Beirut, told VOA that she and others have urged the government since 2020 to clear the grain from the silo ruins. The government told the experts it had cleaned the area as much as it could, but that the silos might fall.
Nothing is done. We're just watching the silos fall down. As we speak, there is a high chance that another two silos are going to collapse.
2 years on, no one has been held accountable for the port explosion, and victims' families are still fighting for justice. Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Amman.
Recapping our top story, the first grain ship to leave Ukraine under a Black Sea wartime deal has passed inspection in Istanbul and is heading on to Lebanon. Authorities said a joint civilian inspection team spent 3 hours Wednesday checking the cargo and crew on the first ship. The wartime deal is aimed at easing food security around the globe by creating a safe corridor across the Black Sea. Ukraine says 17 other vessels at its ports are loaded with grain, awaiting permission to leave. For more on this story and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.